The Racing Pulse trials expert, Matt Welsh, opens up the trial files.
Always great to have a chat to Matty Welsh, trial files expert. How are you, Matty?
I'm well, Michael, and it was great to hear from Nick Williams there. I could have listened to him for the rest of the show, but he made some very pertinent points. And how interesting are his runners this weekend, particularly in the staying race? It's going to be fascinating to see whether maybe, you know, one of the contenders that needs to get up in the weights, like a Crocodile Rock or something, comes to the fore. Or, you know, it'd be fascinating to see how that plays out on Saturday.
Who do you like out of Team Williams at this early stage?
Look, I think it's very hard to pinpoint one. I mean, Al Mandon was just super first up at Moonee Valley, and I must admit, I took a look yesterday when they were putting the markets up at Tab and saw the 650 about him, and I was almost tempted to have a throw at the stumps there. I thought his first up run was good enough to win on Saturday, but then you look through the field and you see they've got four other runners, some of them who probably need to win the race more than Al Mandon to get into Cup's contention. I thought, well, you know, it's a bit of a puzzle trying to work it out, but, you know, Al Mandon was just super first up, and I can see him going back to back come the first Tuesday in November.
It's always a quandary for punters, isn't it, the Team Williams runners, because we know they're building and getting ready for major markers in the Spring Carnival. And I said to Nick Williams then, who would you back in the race? And he said, he goes, I can't, I wouldn't know. So even internally, when they've got six runners there, it's a race to be wary of on Saturday.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see when they put, they're so good at putting out their intentions and tactics through the Racing Victoria Stewards Twitter handle. It'll be interesting to see which ones are going forward and which ones are maybe going to take a sit, because I think that will help unlock the key to Saturday's race, especially.
Going to get into the trial, Black Bookers, and your bets for the weekend. But just quickly, is Hartnell the winner of the Maccabi Diva?
Look, I think so. I think his first up run, it sort of suggested he might have even gone to a new level this campaign. We know how effective he has been at Flemington in the past, so not rushing out to take sort of the $1.75, $1.80 on offer, but it's very hard to see him being beaten, and he'll probably be anchored in my quaddie, I would have thought.
And the Danehill is an intriguing race. Which way are you going with the three-year-olds?
It is a very tricky race. I initially was probably in the corner of Esperance. I think gate one, it'll be interesting to see whether that's an advantage or a disadvantage. And we've got a couple of straight races earlier to get a guide on that. Those inside draws can be a bit tricky down the straight, so that might be an issue. Booker, of course, was very good last start at Caulfield.
You love her.
I do. I think she's very smart. And getting back down the straight, she has won down the straight before. And, you know, catchy. It's such a good race, Jukebox undefeated. And I was even looking, you know, Summer Passage, the New Zealand horse who ran second, I think, in the size up in Sydney. It's just a cracking field. So I don't see it as a big betting race. I think it's a learning race. But, yeah, absolutely brilliant lineup of three-year-olds.
And what do you do with the Royal Symphony? Does he just win again?
I think he's value. He's drifting. And I actually think he's value. I mean, if he's going to be winning the Caulfield Guineas, you'd think he'll be winning this. He has residual fitness having campaigned through the winter months and had a little tick over trial at Flemington a couple of weeks ago, which we touched on. And he was super impressive in his wins and the times were there to back it up. So I almost think he's getting out to a backable quote there at the 220. I was really taken with the win of Metsun at Cranbourne on debut on a heavy track. Absolutely bolted in and did run good time there. So I think that's a horse that can jump out of the box. But yeah, I'm almost thinking that $2.20 is value about Royal Symphony.
Well, he's $2.20 on Saturday. He's $5 in the Caulfield Guineas now.
Exactly. So that doesn't quite stack up to me.
No, not at all. All right, let's get into the Black Bookers throughout the week. And last week, we had some trials at Sandown.
Yeah, the MRC trials were held at Sandown and there were a couple of really strong heats. We kicked off with Legless Verve, who of course is a very smart mare trained by Stuart Webb, ran midfield in the Sangster over in Adelaide, and she got back in heat one. She settled just beyond midfield and was held up as they came into the straight, but once she got clear, she accelerated really quickly, so she looks in very good order. Probably the pick of the whole trial set was Super Cash. Another Group 1 performer also came through the Sangster in Adelaide in May, trained by Andrew Noblett. She won Heat 4 and she just trialled like a bomb. She went straight past Jukebox over the last 100 metres in that heat. And I think if she can replicate, she often trials a little bit better than maybe she races, but I think she's every bit a Group 1 horse. So
maybe a Scalacci as well. I know it's, I think it's only a Group 2, but that could be a nice race for her.
Absolutely. And just two others I'll mention out of Sandown very quickly. Duri Yar out of Heat 3, trained by Mick Price, an unraced 3-year-old filly, trialled really well. And Six Penny, a 4-year-old mare who's disappointed a bit of late, but trialled with the blinkers on in Heat 5, a Robert Smurden trained galloper and could improve at odds next time out.
Okay, we had jump outs at Flemington last Friday. What caught your eye from there?
Emma Varshio, who goes around in the last at Flemington on Saturday, a 7-year-old gelding, ran second in Heat 1 to Fartanar and moved really nicely around the outside fence. He ran at Caulfield recently and disappointed, but he gets back to his favoured track there at Flemington on Saturday. And I thought he looks good value at around the $11 each way in the last. So Emma Varshio out of Heat 1. And just one from the Friedman Yard I'd like to mention who trialled really well was Book Build, a 3-year-old gelding who was most impressive in Heat 8. He's still a maiden. He's run 5th and 3rd in his two starts to date, but he ran very quick time in winning this heat and I think looks in for a big spring campaign.
All right, they are the Black Bookers. Let's get to the bets over the weekend, and we love a Thursday bet. Gee, it's a good meeting at Bendigo. Every single day now, this time of year, we had Lavendi yesterday. You've got Anchor Bid going around today at Bendigo. It's just cracking races.
It is, and yeah, Anchor Bid, obviously, I think ran second or third to Royal Symphony before walking in at its next start when stepping up to a middle distance race. Looks well placed today, and just on Lavendi, looks a live Caulfield Guineas chance on the back of that win at Mornington yesterday. It was great to see that versatility because he'd raced on speed on debut and then was out the back yesterday and rounded them up very quickly. Race one, we see Spring Choice go around, who was the medium of some controversy last week at Geelong, and much to my frustration and the pain of my wallet, he went 5 yards in after they jumped and was pulled up by Stevie Baster when he thought it was a false start. He gets his chance to atone today in the opener, this 1,100-metre maiden. I think he looks really well placed here. He should be able to race right on speed, and at around the 230, 240 should be hard to beat. That's race one, number 12. I think it is Spring Choice.
Have you seen anything of the first starter who's the second favourite from the Hayes-Davenick stable, Now I'm a Man?
Yeah, trialled reasonably well. I think it was at Tatura or Traralgon. I can't recall off the top of my head, but had to be pushed up a little bit late, won that trial, but I just thought might want a little bit further as his career progresses.
Okay, and then you go across. You've got another one today in race number 7.
Yeah, this one's at big odds, actually. It's Run Charlie Run, trained by Archie Alexander, who was just recently been named the Young Trainer of the Year, and he's doing fantastic things up at Ballarat. This horse was formerly trained by Wes Hunter and has always had some sort of ability, but just hasn't quite put it together on race day. She trialled at Ballarat recently and put 5 or 6 lengths on the field very easily. I think she'll go straight to the front over the 1,100 metres and take running down. So about $16 Run Charlie Run in race 7. I'll be playing that one the win by 3 the place.
$15, we like that. That would be a nice little Thursday special. Now, this is a first for the trial files and the back file. We're heading to Northam.
Yeah, we are, Michael. I've been doing a little bit of work on the Perth trials the last few weeks, and there's a couple that go round in races 1 and race 2 that both have trialled very well at Belmont recently. Kick-off in race 1, number 4, Joy's Boy, who's drawn the inside gate to be ridden by Lucas Camilleri, and he had the blinkers go on at his most recent trial over 1,000 metres. He led them up, and I think he can kick up off gate 1 and lead today and take running down, and then race 2, number 4, Rock On Tommy, has had 3 trials for the Bill Doherty Yard, has improved at each trial. He's a lovely-looking galloper with a cracking action. I think he will get back sort of to a midfield position from gate 8, but will absolutely rattle late. So race 1, number 4, Joy's Boy, and race 2, number 4, Rock On Tommy. And I'll be having small win bets on each and maybe a little running double out at Northam.
All over Australia, the trial files. And then tomorrow you got one at Swan Hill.
Yeah, very quickly, Night Angel. Unfortunately, this one first up, and it was after the acceptances came in after we filmed the show, recorded this show. But trained by Brian McKnight, goes around at Swan Hill, race 8, number 7. 4-year-old mare, and she won very well first up. She beat a smart horse of Kieran Mars, and I think this isn't a a big step up in grade for her. She'll go straight to the front from barrier 15 and I think take catching. So that's Friday, Swan Hill, race 8, number 7, Night Angel.
All right, there are plenty of black bookers and horses to back to make sure the wallet is nice and fat for a huge meeting at Flemington on Saturday. As always, you'll be able to get the trial files on the RSN website, punters.com. And I know, Tommy, your offsider is keen on a couple in Sydney as well. So make sure you jump on board and have a listen to the podcast as well.
Absolutely. He's very keen on Tom Melbourne. He's a glutton for punishment. So.
Goodness gracious. He's off to the psychiatrist this afternoon as well, isn't he?
He is. Absolutely, Michael.
Good on you, Matty Welsh. We will see you next week on Trial Files. That wraps up today's show. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you miss Nick Williams, certainly well worth a listen for an update on all of their cup contenders. You'll be able to download the podcast from iTunes and have a listen to it on the RSN website, rsn.net.au. Join us tomorrow, a huge Friday show, as we count down to the weekend, the Group 1 Maccabi Diva Stakes. We will have a chat to Darren Beeb and Chris Waller and a host of other leading contenders. And from 9 o'clock, Mick Sharkey in the studio for Shark Form, Friday Form Focus. Enjoy your day. Back plenty of winners. We'll be back tomorrow from 8:30.